But then what happened with the FDA? I guess it was presented as a trial in toto.
It was.
And then the FDA sort of cut it up.
It was, absolutely. And I think the challenge there that the FDA dealt with was there had never been a clinical trial that demonstrated that chemotherapy versus observation in stage 2 patients provided a benefit. Even though the QUASAR stage 2 trial has been presented in abstract form at ASCO, it still has not been published. So from the FDA's perspective, there's never been a trial demonstrating that chemotherapy improves over observation in stage 2. And so therefore, when they're presented with a trial of chemotherapy A, FOLFOX, versus chemotherapy B, 5-FU leucovorin, showing a non-significant benefit in stage 2s, when they never had data showing anything benefits stage 2s, they said, we can't make an interpolation on something that we haven't seen in sense of 5-FU-based treatment versus control. So I think that's what the FDA's perspective was. You may know that Dr. Grothy and I wrote an editorial in the Journal of Clinical Oncology criticizing that decision.
Can you talk about sort of what you said?
Our feeling was that a fundamental paradigm of clinical trials is that in the absence of compelling data, the best result is the overall result. That's the result using all patients, and that's the result that's consistent with the design of the clinical trial and the prospectively designed analysis of that clinical trial. And so based on that paradigm and the fact that in MOSAIC, the relative risk reduction in stage 3 and stage 2s was very similar, and the formal test for what's called interaction was highly non-significant, meaning the data suggested that the benefit of treatment was the same in stage 3 as it was stage 2, we did not see any compelling reason to go against what we thought was a fundamental principle of clinical trials, which is you should use the result from the entire trial and only do subgroup analyses when they are strongly supported by the data with, for example, significant interaction testing, which was certainly not the case in MOSAIC.
And again, kind of getting back to breast, because I mean, I can always make Norm Wallmark apoplectic by bringing up this subject, because they do their trials the same way.
Yep.
But in breast cancer, we saw this whole issue of relative risk reduction that people eventually just bought into, and we extrapolated down to people at such low risk they hadn't even been studied, but we felt like the principle worked. Do you think the data that is out there right now in colon supports the same kind of relative risk reduction concept?
The NSABP has done probably the best analysis of that, where they have looked at what's the relative effect of treatment versus control in each one of their studies in stage 3 and stage 2. And they showed that it's similar. So that's pretty compelling data to me, that the treatment effects that exist in stage 3 in relative benefits are probably similar to that exists in stage 2, does not change the fact that the absolute benefit is different.
Absolutely.
And so then it really gets to a question for the patient and a clinician to make that decision.
And I think that's why, you know, Peter Ravdin's Adjuvant Online website and Mayo has had a website also has been so popular to try to really figure out what the absolute benefit is. But again, there's also this issue of extrapolating down.
Yep. What I would like to do is to look at that high-risk subset in other trials, such as QUASAR, which did demonstrate overall benefit in stage 2 patients. They did not do subgroup analyses. And so I guess what I'm saying is I'm not comfortable saying I believe that adjuvant therapy benefits all stage 2 patients. I haven't seen data that convinces me of that.
What would you say an average risk or, quote, low risk, or patient without high-risk factors with stage 2? Overall, what's the relapse rate?
Between 10 to 15%.
Okay, so 10 or 15%, where in breast cancer, they're getting treated, but
the best available data would suggest in stage 2 patients overall, there is some benefit of treatment. QUASAR showed that, and I think MOSAIC shows that as well. Whether you can further subdivide stage 2 patients into high risk and low risk, I think is still a matter of continued discussion.